You remember last time, so the Chazon Ish pulled out, sharpened his pen for fiction. And last time he gave us a very brief sketch of this fellow, Reuven, who, as the Chazon Ish said with delicate satire, you know, sang the song of Bitachon as long as it was convenient. Because the Chazon Ish had been developing the idea that Bitachon is Emunah in action. That Bitachon, that Emunah is meant to be not only thought about and believed in one's head, but lived. Now, if you believe certain ideas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his role in your life and his role in the world, that should impact the way you react to moral dilemmas, the way you react to risk emotionally, practically. You recognize that there is a potential threat to your livelihood. Reuven had had a comfortable monopoly in town, and all of a sudden Shimon came into town and now he wants to open a competing store, a competing business. And what should Reuven's reaction be? So if Reuven's decisions are driven by a place of emunah, so he's going to say, this is a risk. Not sure what's going to happen to my business. I hope my business will persist. I do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show here. And therefore, the one thing I definitely don't want to do is act in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems inappropriate. The one thing I definitely should not be doing is Lashon Hara and Rechilas and Motzi Shemra and Sinas Chinam and all sorts of Malbunech Avei Barabim and all sorts of hideous underhanded Aveiras that Reuven falls into, because maybe he said a lot of Baruch Hashem Mir Tashem when life was simple. When life got complicated, when the rubber hit the road, all of a sudden it became clear that it was the Emunah was a shell, but there was no substance to it. And now he's going to look at a little bit more of the negative, and then turn to the positive. Here in section Dalet. Hagemula mekuvah lanu behalos advarim ala sefer. The goal, what we hope to gain from putting pen to paper and sharing the sketch, ki behalosenus advnus ala sefer. When you see black on white what Reuven looks like, it's like a chance to look in the mirror. These words are on fire, and they slap us in the face. There's a little bit of Reuven in all of us. We all have a bit of Reuven. But, you know, it's just sort of part of how we roll. But if you see it, if you look in the mirror of this fiction, and you see what this looks like, wow, that's ridiculous. There's a little bit of it in all of us. And it's a chance to make tikkunim. And before he talks a little about tikkunim, he makes one more point about how negative the negative can be. If there's a total lack of bitachon, is a gap in the thoughtful soul. You're almost missing to have no bitachon whatsoever. I mean, we said before, there's a sliding scale, but to have none, that's a very disconnected, close to being disconnected from the roots of Yadus. But there's something worse. Bitachon HaMazuyah. Fake Bitachon. Counterfeit Bitachon. Why? That is, if you pretend that you have Bitachon, but really there's nothing there. You put on a good firm show, but it's really just an empty shell. That's even worse. How could that be even worse? B'yos HaZiyuv Shlila Mochletas. If it's counterfeit, if it's all fake, if there's nothing real about your words of bitachon, so that's the same as, so there's nothing there. Ein la zayfan mosar ala meshulah. There's nothing better, no advantage to being counterfeit over being genuinely empty of bitachon. And harbe min hasharuria v'aheres ababoteach hazayfani. There's so much destruction that comes from a person who's opposer, who puts himself out there as a person of, as a ambassador of Yadus, when in fact he's anything but. It's worse than zero. Hazayfani mishula bitachon, And the Meshulam, Meshulam Yivtachem, someone who lacks a connection to Bitachem, so he has no Bitachem. But the Zayfani, the counterfeit fellow, Meshulam Yivtachem, Umuchuyiv Vizirf. He's also empty Bitachem, as well as having actively committed Ziyuf. If you don't pretend to be so from, you're not going to have Talmidim. Well, if you pretend that what you're selling is the great Bitachon, in other words, the concept we saw in Mesilas Yesharim as well, in Paragimel, that to do Averos thinking that it's L'Shem Shamayim is worse than doing Averos knowing that it's not L'Shem Shamayim. If you do Averis, but you've developed a whole shita, this is actually the biggest mitzvah, it's no better than doing Averis genuinely, and it's worse. And this comes in different flavors. Different circles, different flavors, different directions. People could develop a shita of many different stripes and flavors, and ideological flavors, to convince themselves that the Averis that they enjoy doing is in fact a mitzvah, is in fact L'Shem Shamayim. This comes in all sorts of stripes and all sorts of flavors. He says, if you're genuine about not following Torah mitzvahs, you're genuine about not believing, lo yigrom avon chil Hashem. At least you're not going to call it chil Hashem. But the zayfon, kasher mizgalek kolono misparsem alilosav amesu avos, neged shimon re'eyu, when the fellow who claimed to be so religious, who claimed to be such a big boteach, and then everyone finds out, when this whole story explodes, how abhorrent, how deplorable, how abominable the ways that he actually treated this person. People will say, Ploni Shalomad Musar Kama Maguna Maisim. Look at the person who told us he learned Musar. What a turnoff. Kama Mechu Arim Tachbulosav. How disgusting are his underhanded tricks. And the truth is, it's true, and not only in the world of Bitachon. It's true that when people assert themselves the mantle of Yadus, I do X because of Yadus, if that's raw, you're going to be public about it. If in fact what you're doing is A, not consistent with Yadus, and B, demonstrably embarrassing or harmful, so that's Mamash Chil Hashem. That's Mamash Chil Hashem. And it is a increasingly an issue. Increasingly an issue in the northeastern United States. Increasingly an issue in the northeastern United States when people think, when a small minority of people claim that for religious reasons, because they're from Jews, they ought to not vaccinate. And that's goring, that's a vector to get people sick. And that's a matter of public record because by law, state departments of health have to maintain records of infectious diseases like measles, and they need to be tracked as a matter of public health. That's a very, 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 very difficult place to be. We have to be clear. Of course, the halacha we discussed a couple of months ago in Bava Kamma. So the machlokas harishonim, whether every Jew is supposed to seek out medical attention, or maybe there are people of extraordinary madrega, very slight minority of people of an extraordinary madrega, of such incredible bitachon that they don't need rapoy rapoy, perhaps it doesn't apply to them. They discuss Ramban. Discusses, right, Ramban, maybe there's a tiny fraction of a percent of people, in the days that we showed him, a tiny fraction percent of people. Are there any people in that Madrega nowadays? Mi yodea. Maybe one or two, maybe three or four. Yudas Haderos. So to think that you should, to think that you can be machmer at someone else's expense, Rosh Solanter talks so much about not being machmer. Bimachmasal's expense, you got up early to go daven the earliest slichas, you ended up waking up the whole house. Horrible. And davening slichas early is a matter of substance, but it's not right to be machmir if you're going to impose on people, even if the imposition is merely they lost an hour of sleep, which is annoying. and frustrating, but in the greater scheme of things, it's not the same as someone coming down, causing someone to come down with a life-threatening illness. This is, and again, that's just one example. People do all sorts of things. The garden variety examples that the Chazon Ish gives of dishonesty happen, unfortunately, far more frequently. In every stripe, in every flavor, where people end up on the front page of the newspaper, and not because they're davening a beautiful mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but because of crimes that are violations of halacha and are violations of secular law and are violations of common decency. That's horrific. The Zeifun is worse than the Meshulo. So, Beferi Shechazanish. And then he says, we'll end Bedavar Tov. He says, we'll end by beginning the Davar Tov, which we'll wrap up tomorrow. But he says, now consider the opposite. Now consider the man who does have bitachon. And let's take a peek at the man who says, Botech be'emes, batznei aleches. The guy who really is a botech, he's not advertising. Lo yishomi pivkihu min abotchem. He's not advertising that he's a botech, because he's an adam tsanua. He's an anav. As a matter of fact, he probably feels bad. He feels bad. The real, genuine article, he wishes he was more of a botech. He's not tooting his own horn. And that's going to be true in general for lots of kinyanei hanefesh and lots of madregas nevoos Hashem, that oftentimes the person who's going around tooting his own horn by he's so X, Y, and Z is probably not the person you should be looking to as a model. The genuine article in Kinyani and Nefesh Avos Hashem tend to be Lo Yisham Ipiv Batznei Aleches. He wants to grow more. But Lemase, although in his mind he sees how much more there is to grow in Bitachon, which is true, but at the same time Lemase Telaveimo Bitachon Ve'atzimbo Yisbarach. He's not talking about his Bitachon, but he's living it. He really takes strength in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone opens a competing store, not only lo yechas, not only is he not frightened, yishtadel od lazor l're'eil. He might even help the guy out. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? We'll talk to Beitza Tova, to give him some advice, help him out, l'shkol takanoso, and so much kedusha is added to the world. L'ros ish os achesim mis'ateid l'hischarosimo. How much kedusha is added to the world when you see a Jew who goes beyond what people would normally do? To do chesed with someone who was going to be my competitor, because I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu could b'derech hateva provide parnasa for both of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could pull the plug on my parnasa if the guy doesn't come into town. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give both of us more parnasa. To be able to see beyond the obvious, not just to shoot from the hip and just knee-jerk reactions, but to really think things through and seek to help others. Moses Zili Reyav, so much Shavach for Yirei Elokim comes from that sort of behavior. Ashrav, Vashrei Daro, it's the difference between light and dark, difference between Emes and Sheker, difference between counterfeit Bitachon and the real, real deal. And these are images for us to carry with us. The image of, on the one hand, the slimy bitachon mezuyuf of Reuven, and the image of a real botech, and to look in your life going forward, to keep your eyes open to meet such people. Richem will wrap up Chazon Ish Perek Bitachon tomorrow. There's something very fascinating to say about Yosef HaTzadik. We'll take a look at that, a little counterintuitive. Take a look at that Richem tomorrow.